are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Whew, I got to tell you, I did not sleep well at all. We saw the World War Z movie. I didn't know it was about zombies. I guess I should have, you know, but a lot of us, we really want to go to a movie if we thought it had to do with zombies. And even though it had Brad Pitt in it and it was a very good movie, it just kind of creeps you out when you see people that have these myoclonic, spastic type of movements, some tardive dyskinesia looking like movements, and their eyes completely cataracted over. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out medically what the heck they're talking about, because I guess it's supposed to be a virus that affects them. And a virus that may, I know, that's some scary virus, right? And I don't want to tell you all the scoop, but basically it has to do with, you know, that's why it's called World War Z, yeah? And I knew I wasn't going to sleep. Okay, having somebody go from normal to looking all, I don't know, to a medical condition that I couldn't even fathom, and then the Army has to shoot them. At that point, I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to sleep. So I decided to, you know, last night relax and watch a little bit of TV before I went to bed. And what was on? Nick Wallenda crossing the Grand Canyon on a tightrope with no net. Now, it was a replay. Thank heavens, because my husband said, look, he makes it. He makes it. And I start, now, I am very scared of heights, okay? Now, I'm also scared of Obamacare, but nowhere near as I'm as scared of heights. And they pan down, you know, to the, you know, the 1,500 feet below. And I almost passed out. I was really scared. Now, I got to hand it to this daredevil, Nick Wallenda. He was singing praises to the Lord, and he was bringing up the Lord's name every few steps of it. And that was such a good feeling, right, for me. Number one is it showed that he was at peace and he was calm, because obviously his life was in jeopardy. All he had to do was just trip, okay? But number two, it showed God likes him, because he was talking to, you know, God the whole time, and he makes it across. So, you know, for anybody that ever doubted if there's a God, seeing something like this happen, there's a God. But, you know, I love it when a daredevil or a hero, etc., always thanks the Lord before they say, yeah, look at what I did, you know? And so, you know, the fact that he did that was pretty heartwarming. Now, I still freaked out watching him cross, you know, and then, you know, it was like really windy. So he had to kneel down, and then he gave a thumbs up. And I guess his father had been kind of coaching him along. We had wagers going on Facebook if he was going to tell his dad to shut up or if he was going to tell his dad to leave him alone. He did tell his dad to, you know, pipe down and not bring up how many minutes he was on it. You know, but he still showed respect to his father. You know, I mean, if it was me and my mom, I'd be like, shut the hell up! Shut up! I'm on a timer! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! That would be me and my mom. But if it was, you know, with him, he was kind of calm. He was telling his dad, you know, you don't have to tell me. You know, but the dad was really supportive. The dad made it sound like he was with him the whole way. And, man, I probably peed in my pants 17 times. That was some crazy stuff. Gutsy. Problem is, I couldn't sleep last night. I could not sleep. Now, the kids, you know, they panned on the kids, and you can see the kids go, can I just please look at my iPhone? I can't watch this. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch my dad do that. It was only a 2-inch thick steel cable. It was 1,500 feet over the Little Colorado River Gorge. And he said the winds were unpredictable. He went through 22 minutes of this. And it was cool, but it was very scary. So I really haven't slept. Okay, I really haven't. But that's okay because I still think I could get through the show. But I got to be honest with you guys. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. A lot of mails, emails that I have been getting regarding Paula Deen. All right, and what's happened with her and the Food Network? What happened with Dr. Laura? Is there freedom of speech? I think we need to revisit what the definition is of freedom of speech. And, I mean, I can tell you how I see it, all right, and why, you know, there are certain things that will never be tolerated no matter what we think our First Amendment rights protects us on. So I'll answer that question. One of you had written that you're a teacher and you're being accused of racism because you're in a suburban school and one of your students is black and he's failing. And how do you approach that? So I want to talk about that. But these are good subjects to discuss because I don't think a lot of us know what we can or cannot do. You know, for example, my kids will say a swear word. And I'm like, you don't talk like that. Now, they don't say the Lord's name in vain. I wouldn't tolerate that. But, like, they'll say, like, you know, the S word. Or they'll watch, you know, an episode of South Park when I'm not looking and repeat something. And, you know, my, you know, smart aleck boys will say, but Mom, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. Well, no, there's, you know, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, how I look at it, prevents you from being arrested for something that you say. All right. But there, freedom of speech does not allow us to do everything we think. Like, for example, if I wanted to copy Phil Hendry, one of my favorite radio guys out there. Let's say I wanted to do a show using the exact same bit Phil Hendry did. And let's say that bit is copywritten. No, I could get sued. Okay, I mean, there's copyright laws. I mean, freedom of speech only goes so far. All right, if you have a female coworker and you want to exercise your freedom of speech right and say your boobs are beautiful, you may not get arrested for that, but she could still turn around and sue. So we are allowed to have freedom of expression. We are allowed to be able to speak our mind. We could, you know, say we dislike Obamacare, etc., and not be arrested. But that doesn't mean you aren't going to be open to liability issues. Let's talk about that and tell us what your experiences are. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Doctor, give me the news, I got a...
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. One of you over the break wanted me to tell you how they stopped the zombies in World War Z. I can't do that yet. The movie hasn't been out long enough, so I can't tell you. All right, just you got to watch a movie. It was a good movie. You know, like I said, not the most medically accurate, scientifically accurate, but could it happen? Somebody wants to know, could it happen? I doubt it. You know, remember, you know, we got the best military out there. Right? They did work with the Israeli military, which I thought was you know, a smart move, okay? All right, work with the Israeli military using their intelligence, so that wasn't too bad. And then you also got Dr. Dahlia, so I'm sure if anything like that happened, I would give you a suggestion. Okay. All right, so we're talking about freedom of speech, talking about affirmative action and the Supreme Court ruling today. What is freedom of speech? Now, Paula Deen, one of you had asked me about Paula Deen and, you know, when does she get to invoke her First Amendment rights with freedom of speech? Being that she is now losing her contract with Food Network. Now, okay, from what I understand what happened with Paula Deen, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, is she was currently being sued for sexual harassment and discriminating verbiage. using the N-word with some of her staff, making a sexual derogatory remark about a waitress, and that's what she's being sued for. The Food Network has said after about a decade of working with her that they were not going to renew her contract. And from what I understand, she may be not being able to be on QVC. I don't know much about Paula Deen. I know she's a chef. She's the Southern woman that always seems to be entertaining. She was on MasterChef. I know there was some issues with her having diabetes, but I don't really watch the Food Network, so I don't know much about what's going on. But what I do know is the Food Network does have a right with their constitutional freedoms to be able to hire and fire people that they think would help or hurt their business, respectively. So one of you had asked if the Food Network could be sued for discrimination. The problem with that is, if a company sees a fallout by somebody using a racial slur, and they believe that they are going to lose their ability to even stay in a market, do they have the freedom or the right to, then fire that said person? I mean, you know, when we're talking about our freedoms, all right, the freedoms go both ways. I mean, you know, now there could be public support for Paula Deen, and there is. There could be a public outcry for Paula Deen to leave, and there is. But I think we really need to, dissect what freedom of speech means. Freedom of speech, I guess, does not protect us from using swear words in school, from talking back to our superior officer in the Army, to using terminology around our coworkers that is insulting or self-deprecating, abusive, or considered racial. Now, many of us have been in work environments where, I mean, I can't tell you how many things I've been called. I didn't think to take it on. I was always grateful for whatever job I had, and so I took it. And I mean, maybe I should have stood up and done something, okay? You know, especially, you know, the sexually harassing remarks. But I just figured it was par for the course. You know, when I was younger, it was a very bad way to think. But I never thought of being attractive, but I also thought I was blessed with whatever looks I had. And I remember my parents telling me what may be a blessing could also be a curse. You may be more of a target. People may want to attack you more. You may, you know, so cover up. And so I was always doing the turtlenecks and the long skirts. I was never in mini skirts. I was never in anything low cut because I figured that whatever, you know, the Lord gave me in terms of a body type, I would need to hide because I could be a target. And so then when I was harassed, I was like, whew, it could have been a heck of a lot worse. So I didn't take it any step. I was like, all right, all he did was talk about my boobs or smack my butt or whatever. And yes, I should have. In retrospect, I should have because it would probably protect other women. But when you're young and naive and stupid like that, I was just like, you know, I'm getting out of this unscathed. You know, it could have been so much worse that it didn't bother me to that degree. Same thing with ethnic insults. Okay. So, you know, when you have somebody in Paula Deen's position using terms like that, okay, one of you had asked about, what had happened with Dr. Laura, who had, taken a huge hit with her radio career when she was arguing with a caller why white people can't use the N-word and black people can. And then she said, I don't get it. You know, I watch I don't know if it was DEFCON Jam or something. She was talking about how they use this word, and then she kept saying the word over and over again. Well, that was it for Dr. Laura's career on transition on terrestrial radio. And, you know, the topic came up, what about freedom of speech? The problem is, okay, freedom of speech prevents you from going to jail. But if people find it offensive, it doesn't protect you civilly. So, no, there are certain words we all can't say, okay? certain groups can say certain words within their groups, and they could get away with it. All right? Jews, Italians, blacks, whites, etc. All right? And there are other words that you just can't. No, it cannot cross boundaries. It can't. They can't. That's the society we're in. So Food Network getting sued? No. I mean, if they don't renew a contract, they, again, have the protection under the Constitution that they can pick and choose who they want to represent them. Now, mind you, all right, how do we deal then with, like, discrimination? Or in terms of, let's say, like, you know, you aren't supposed to discriminate on race, ethnicity, creed, and that's where the affirmative action case comes in that we're going to talk about. But I know some of you are on the line, so let's go to the phone line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Steve on the line. Hey, Steve, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, it's nice to talk to you again. Actually, I was going to say something about Paula Deen, but I'm not going to now. I don't want to sound goofy. But I wanted to say thank you. I emailed you last night about that bump on my lip.
Yes.
And boy, did you get back to me real quick. I greatly appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, Steve, tell everybody what had happened. You had bit into it and it blew up, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, great big old whatever you call it. I can't think what it is, but I called my dentist today, and they're getting me in there on the 3rd. To get it taken care of.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, for all you listening out there, Steve had, I think, bitten into his mouth, and all of a sudden, a huge mucus seal, which it looks like, blew up. Pretty scary. Usually not cancer, because something like that wouldn't blow up that quickly. And then you keep biting it, so it never goes away. Those things, a lot of times, will go away on their own, but sometimes we need the dentist or the oral surgeon to get rid of it, because they'll just sit there sometimes.
So much for getting back to me as quick as you did, doctor.
No problem. That's what we do. Thank you, Steve. You take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what about this teacher that wrote me saying she's being accused of racism because a black student in her class is failing? Now, I don't know how teachers teach these days, but, you know, when I was in grade school in the 70s and 80s, and then middle school, you know, every test was pretty objectively given out. So there's right answers and there's wrong answers. You know, the answer is either true or the answer is either false. You either spell the word correctly or you don't spell the word correctly. Now, I would love for this teacher to call us, because I would love to get a little bit more information on the case. Are the parents accusing the teacher of not teaching that particular student, and that's why it's racism? Or are the tests very subjective, and the child is, you can't show how the grades are, you can't defend the grades you gave because it was very subjective? You know, my kids go to a phenomenal school, but they do a lot of subjective grading. And the subjective grading had gone really well until one of the teachers did a political project. And my son got less grades because, of course, he's more right-leaning. And I let him come to that conclusion on his own. And that was an issue. And you know, we are watching very closely to make sure there is no profile. And I really don't understand why schools are doing mock polls between Obama and McCain and then Obama and Romney. I'm not sure why they had to do those with the kids. But we're going to get to that, and then we'll get to the Supreme Court decision today on affirmative action. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Bel Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spierko of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Harlan writes, Dr. Dahlia, is affirmative action going to be unconstitutional? Whites are going to be the minority in the next couple decades, or will affirmative action then help whites as a minority? All right, I don't know, because I think what we had predicted what happened with the Supreme Court did today, where the Supreme Court did not rule out or completely say affirmative action is unconstitutional or discriminatory. What the U.S. Supreme Court did was they think this was extremely predictable. They basically threw that case where the student who was suing the university for not choosing her because she was white, they basically set that case back to the lower court, telling the lower court to take another close look at the admissions policy at the university in question, the University of Texas. So the Supreme Court did not strike down the Texas plan or limit affirmative action at colleges. It does, however, say that judges need to look skeptically at the admissions policies that give weight to the race of some students. So the case is supposed to return back to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, and the university must make a showing that its plan is narrowly tailored to achieve the only interest that this course has approved in this content. So just like with Obamacare, all right, they found it unconstitutional, but they said, look, tweak it, fix it, and it'll be good. You know, it's kind of like a fix-it shop. Okay, something comes to us, something's not right, tweak it and fix it. Now, maybe that's what the Supreme Court has done all along. Maybe that's what we want our Supreme Court to do. Okay, you know, I always thought the Supreme Court is supposed to knock things down or uphold things. Okay, like Roe versus Wade. Having an abortion is constitutional. Boom. No shades of gray in that one. All right, it's either a black or white. Boom, you could have the abortion or you could not under the Constitution. Okay, same thing with Obamacare. I thought that's what they would do with Obamacare too. No, it's unconstitutional. It's out. I didn't think that they would then fine tune it and fix it and tinker around and use a wrench, etc., and fix it. Okay, same thing with affirmative action. Is affirmative action discriminatory against certain people? Is it fair in this day and age as certain non minority groups are becoming minority groups? No, they wouldn't do a cut or dry. They said, well, when it comes to college admissions policy, that's all we're going to deal with now is the college admissions policies, and let's send it back to the lower courts and have them take a closer peek. All right, so, you know, all the drama and all the expectations we have of the Supreme Court, it's a lesson for us, okay? What they do is they now want to fine tweak things. Maybe all the laws have been passed. You know, maybe the Supreme Court doesn't want to overturn anything. You know, maybe they just want to pretty moderately just fine tune some things. But as our society changes, certain things have to be fine tuned. Now, the reason why affirmative action is out there, and still gratefully so, is because there are many companies that can discriminate. And affirmative action is supposed to protect those groups. They are. Okay? But things are changing now. Okay? Like, for example, you know, women in the military. Okay? Women are now going to be allowed to be in combat roles. Women are supposed to be able to be on the front line by 2016. All right. If we already have, you know, rules in place now with our military, do certain laws that exist, you know, for women, are they starting to be obsolete? Are they almost kind of insulting to women? And are they almost archaic? Okay. I mean, women already have an advantage in many work fields. Okay, one argument that had been made in a study a few weeks ago is more companies are hiring women over men. And then are men being discriminated against? So, you know, we have to look at, we have to kind of look at the whole picture and go, are we becoming more discriminatory trying to not look discriminatory? Okay, you know, is there reverse discrimination happening? Okay, are groups of people not getting scholarships? Like, for example, there was a child who applied for a scholarship. He got the scholarship, but he had to give it back because he wasn't of the race that the scholarship was intended. Now, if it's a private scholarships can do that. They could give the scholarship to a woman. They could give a scholarship to a Hispanic woman, a Jewish woman, a white woman, etc. The only problem is you don't see a lot of scholarships, say, only for white people. I don't think there's any scholarships out there that says this is only for a white person. But there are a lot of private scholarships that are allowed for a variety of ethnicities, etc. They could still do that. The Constitution still protects that. But, you know, I do think we are going to have to revisit some of the rules. One of you wants to talk about the women in combat. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, I don't know.
Dr. D, Trucker Ken, Indiana here.
Hey.
Let's call BS where BS lies. Females are already serving in combat. Iraq, Afghanistan, they've been blown up in roadside bombs, they've been caught in firefights, they've been captured as POWs. when I was over there as a civilian contractor, and my job was to follow the convoys around, and someone broke down, I had to fix or tow the truck or, you know, rescue the driver, whatever the case may be. And one particular day, a truck broke down. I was underneath it, and when I crawled out from underneath it, a station wagon full of Iraqis came up raining AK-47 fire down on us.
Oh, boy.
And it just happened to be a female soldier that saw what was going on, threw me to the ground, and returned fire and covered my butt. So I don't care if they're gay, straight, male, female, whatever. As long as they're locked, cocked, and by my side when, you know what, hits the fan, I care less. You know, it comes down to can they do the job or not. And I've seen males break down and run away, and I've seen females stand there and fight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for your service. My gosh, thank you for your service. And I don't know if we're going to eventually be a society where we could just stop looking at race, gender. I think eventually we have to, because again, we are not going to have majorities and minorities anymore. There's not going to be that distinction. Just like in the military, you know, there's men and women. There's women in combat roles, women, you know, most of us think things are definitely moving for the better. Some of us kind of, you know, miss the olden days. Depending on how you feel, I think we are going to be a society such that whoever was a majority isn't. Whoever was a minority in the workplace isn't. They're now in the majority of the workplace, as we see women being hired for multiple positions that men used to hold because the company wants the woman. And then it's going to start being obsolete or archaic if you're getting a job because you're a woman, or you got the job because you're Latina or because you're black. And so I don't know if the Supreme Court has started to move towards redefining affirmative action. To me, I think they just kind of passed the buck for now. Say, look, you got to look at the Texas standards closer. You know, were they discriminating on race and not picking a person because they were white? But, you know, I think we all need to start seeing, you know, the future that's ahead. And I don't think we should be discriminating against anybody. I don't think we should be discriminating against blacks, Jews, Asians, Hispanics, or whites. All right? It should be merit-based. And as we could see, you know, our merits are equal. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know how I always complain about the new Windows 8, where basically I try to go back to the old default and I can barely use my new computer that has Windows 8, and I've been complaining, and I don't even know how to shut the computer off, so I just rip the cord out of the wall before I go to bed at night because I'm so gosh darn mad at it. One of my Facebook buddies, Steve, writes that Windows 8.1 is coming as a free download on June 26th, and it's supposed to fix the main problems with Windows 8. So for those of you whose blood pressure is rising, about to, you know, tear out your hair, pull out your hair, and need a six-month prescription of Valium, it sounds like fear not anymore. There may be some sort of a download that'll help fix the problems with Windows 8. I don't get what Windows was doing. Okay, I think Macs are cool. I think they were trying to be like a Mac. But the reason why I have Windows is because I'm very comfortable with opening up another page on my website and doing what I've been doing. I need old school. I don't need all this new new type of formats. I'm not good with change. And it kind of blows my mind when people in marketing or people in these companies just have no clue. Okay? I mean, you know, if you are trying to make a cool new home computer, I'll tell you what I want. Okay, if you want to coolify, okay, the computer, all right, updating Windows, whatever, that's not going to, you know, that's not going to work for me. Okay, first, why don't you give me a cup holder so that I don't keep spilling my drink next to the laptop or next to the computer? Have a cup holder that I can put my water in, etc. Okay, number two, have a reminder for us to like dental floss, brush your teeth, etc. Have a flashing reminder that comes on saying, Dr. Dahlia's show is on. Would you like us to tune in for you? All right. Also, maybe have like a voice activation type of thing. But don't have this whole new desktop that when you click on something, you lose looking at a picture in a completely whole nother window. To me, it just drives me absolutely crazy. So for those of you that are just as frustrated with your Windows 8 as I do, it sounds like there's going to be a download June 26th that we can download. Okay, fine. Just people get a clue. A lot of us don't like change. Okay, we got to transition a little more slowly. I'm getting older now. Make it easy on me. The more I have to learn, the less I want to do. Now, Coy Mathis, a six-year-old transgender girl who had been banned from her first-grade bathroom, has now won a statewide legal case in Colorado that, from what we understand per ABC News, may have far-reaching implications for the rest of the nation in protecting the rights of transgender children. Now, Coy Mathis was born a triplet, had been homeschooled since last December when school officials told her parents that she could no longer use the female facilities and ordered her to use the boys' or the nurse's bathroom. So she was still allowed to go to the bathroom, she just wasn't allowed to use the girls' bathroom. Her parents, Jeremy and Catherine Mathis, with the help of the Transgender Legal and Defense Education Fund, filed a complaint with the Colorado Civil Rights Division on behalf of Coy, alleging that the school has violated her rights. All right, and so I guess according to the TLDEF, this is the most comprehensive ruling ever, supporting the rights of transgender people to access bathrooms without harassment or discrimination. They say this is the first ruling in the nation holding that transgender students must be allowed to use bathrooms that match who they are, and the most comprehensive ruling ever supporting the rights of transgender people to access bathrooms without harassment. Coy was labeled male at birth, but has always known that she was a girl. She had expressed since she was 18 months old. Since kindergarten, Coy had worn girls' clothing to school. Her classmates and teachers used female pronouns to refer to her, and she used a girl's bathroom like any other girl in school. But in mid-December 2012, the school district informed the parents that Coy would be prevented from using the girls' bathroom after winter break. The district ordered Coy to use the boys' bathroom or staff bathroom or a nurse's bathroom. Coy's parents removed her from the school and filed a complaint with Colorado Civil Rights. Now, okay, where this is intriguing is, okay, we have a transgender, and again, at birth they know, okay, I mean, if she at 18 and a half months identified herself with a girl, again, it's within the brain, she thinks she's a girl. So I understand that forcing her to go into a boy's bathroom could be pretty traumatizing. The only thing is a penis in the girl's bathroom traumatizing to the other students? And are we going to see lawsuits from the other end? Do we now need to change our approach in the bathrooms where you have urinals and bathroom stalls? And little girls have to be okay with the fact that other older girls aren't girls, they have penises, will be in the bathroom with them. Now, transgenders, usually from what I understand, do not touch or wouldn't be a part of the pedophile group, okay? Many people that are sexual predators are not of the transgender delineation, shall we speak. But what if somebody wants to be a predator? Can they pretend to be a transgender just to get into the bathroom? Now, did the school district violate this child's civil rights, or was the school district protecting the other little girls in the bathroom? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I don't know if this is considered discriminatory, but one company came up with unisex bathrooms. So whoever didn't mind sharing with people of an opposite phenotype, shall we say, or genotype, they could go in there. But little boys and little girls may need to feel that they could be in a bathroom that doesn't, I guess, confuse them. I don't know. I mean, you know, when I was little, okay, my parents would never let me play the I'll show you mine if you show me your game. They wouldn't let me. But maybe that's something that I guess we as in a society are going to want to start embracing. I don't know what the answer is here, but I know little girls kind of get scared of the penis. All right. I don't know if it's a defense mechanism. They scream. I mean, they scream with other girls, too. But, you know, are we supposed to now bring down all sex lines? And I don't even know what the answer to this is. Okay, and I don't know how this is going to work. Is a 10-year-old transgender girl with a penis who could be starting to go through puberty going to stand in a girl's bathroom and urinate and not cause any commotion, so to speak? I mean, I know it's not the transgender's fault, and many transgender people can't afford the surgery, but I don't know how that's going to work out semantic-wise. And I guess the school did wrong and was successfully sued in a civil rights suit because they offered staff bathroom, nurse bathroom, and under bathroom, other bathroom facilities. That's not good enough anymore. You either have to allow the integration of male and female body parts in the bathroom, or I guess we come up with unisex bathrooms. Huh. I better call the contractor. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.